Hosea chapter 6 verse 6, Hosea perk vav pasuk vav. Ki chesed chafatzti, for mercy or kindness I have desired, belo zavach, and not sacrifice, ve da'at Elohim, and the knowledge of God, me olot, more than burnt offerings. Ki chesed chafatzti, belo zavach, ve da'at Elohim, me olot. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. In other words, God desires mercy in our hearts, that is, merciful kindness or loving kindness, and the knowledge of God. God wants our heart. He doesn't want our religious activities. He wants us to really understand Him and have compassion. Note the link between truth and mercy in this verse. Mercy and the knowledge of God go together. And we can't really know God apart from His merciful heart, His compassion, His kindness. This does not, of course, mean that we should not offer sacrifice to God, but it's a matter of priority. A sacrifice without merciful compassion is meaningless. Similar to the story Yeshua told of a person who came to the altar to offer a gift to God, but had a brother who was offended in him. So Yeshua said, "First get reconciled to your brother and then come make your offering." That's from Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. Again, the priority of God's mercy is central to knowing who God is. Some people might think that getting right with God involves prescribed rituals or prayers or religious activities. But without a heart of compassion, without knowing the truth of God, then these sorts of religious activities are vain. As it says in Psalm 4, verse 5, Zivchu zivchet tzedek uvidchu el Adonai. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Amen. Another verse in this connection is Psalm 51, verse 17. Zivche Elohim ruach nishbara. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Lev nishbar venidke, a heart of being broken and being contrite. Elohim lo tivze. God will not despise. Shalom, shalom, friends.